Hey, welcome back to the 5 Minute Strategist. Today we're talking strategic initiatives. Strategic initiatives are those big picture plans where you're shaping your business's future. They're not any project that you do. They are the game changers, right? The ones that you really have to think about carefully because they can change the direction of your business. And because these are the projects or initiatives that are going to have big impact, you really have to have a strategic approach to them where you think about, where is my business now? Where do I want it to get to? Where are the gaps or opportunities? And then you're looking for initiatives that will bridge those gaps. So they're moving you from where you are right now to where you want to get to. So we're not talking about day-to-day operations. We're not talking about a couple of month projects. These are the initiatives that require usually significant investment, either in time or resources or both. If you're trying to decide whether you have a project or a strategic initiative, you can ask yourself if it's going to have a major impact on your business's growth, your market position, or your future success. So these sort of strategic initiatives look like going into a new market, developing some kind of groundbreaking new major offer, or even overhauling your team structure or your business model. So identifying your strategic initiatives in amongst all of your ideas and your projects requires some insight and some foresight. So it requires you to know your business really well, but it also requires you to look into the future at what might be. So how do we spot these game changers in amongst the massive ideas that we as entrepreneurs have at the drop of a hat? Well, like everything strategic, it always starts with what is your business vision and what are your long-term objectives? Those big goals that you've got set for the next few years. Any of those ideas, projects, plans, thoughts that you have that directly contribute to achieving those goals, you can take a closer look at, right? We want to understand what's going to drive your business forward so that we can funnel our resources there. If you're working on a project that isn't in line with those goals, you are going to lose time, money, energy that you could have spent moving towards your goals. So once we've jumped there, are we aligned with the long-term vision? We can start to assess the potential risks and rewards. Usually these high-impact initiatives have higher risk, but the payoff is so much higher. But the higher risk means we maybe want to be a bit more careful. You need to think about the impact of your initiative short-term and long-term, and think about it from an operations, sales, marketing, finance, team, brand, all of those things. You need to get that full view. You can start with the reward side. Will this affect my bottom line? Am I going to get more revenue? Is it going to cut my costs? Is it going to give me exposure to a new market? But then you have to bring in the risk side as well. What could go wrong? How likely is that to happen? Does my team have capacity to execute this new idea without neglecting your core business? You also want to think about the impact on your customers. It could be that it's going to enhance their experience, or it could be it's going to disrupt their experience, or it could feel they might see their experience diluting as you start to focus on other areas. So maybe they've always had access to you. Now you're focused on this new area and they're getting access to your team. They could feel some kind of way about it, rightly or wrongly. And finally, you want to get input from your team. They are often directly interacting with your customers and dealing with the day-to-day operations of your business. So they can give you really great insights into what's working well and what could improve. And they can see opportunities and challenges to new ideas that maybe aren't obvious to you, where you're maybe one or two steps removed. The bonus of this is that if you create that environment where your team members feel comfortable sharing ideas and feedback with you, you not only get access to all that knowledge, but suddenly your culture becomes about inclusion and ownership and autonomy. And when people see their ideas come to life, that leads to increased morale and motivation for the team, and they want to drive your strategic initiative to success. Assessing your ideas, projects, latest fascinations through this thoughtful and critical lens allows you to see all the possible outcomes, weigh it up against the possible gains, and then make an informed decision. You want to identify the initiatives that have the potential to significantly move the needle for your business. And you want to avoid any that are potentially going to do the exact opposite of what you're hoping, cost you time, money, energy, and potentially slow the growth of your business.